So Joseph put Mary on a dinosaur. Meet Ellie, age 10. She's pulling a face because Dad told her to smile. Ellie thinks she doesn't look like she feels, which is cool, sophisticated, beautiful and clever. Instead, she reckons she has far too many freckles, is too short, has big feet, and looks childish. Ellie was born the day before Christmas, and her parents nearly decided that they would call her Christmas. Ellie is very glad that they didn't call her that, because she says that if they had, she might have had to kill them. "Ellie?" gasped Mum, horrified. "It's a joke, Mum," Ellie explained patiently. "You might think that having your birthday so close to Christmas would make everything twice as much fun. It doesn't, and Ellie thinks it's the pits, big time." She gets birthday cards that have, "And Happy Christmas too," added in scribbly felt tip. Even worse, most people give her one present, saying that it's for Christmas and birthday. How mean is that? Ask Ellie. Meet Max. He is 6 and mad about dinosaurs. It's as if dinosaurs have climbed into his brain and taken it over. Ellie once told Mum that if you cut the top off Max's head, like a boiled egg, was how Ellie described it, and looked inside, you'd see hundreds of tiny dinosaurs running round and round. They'd be chasing one another, leaping and clawing, fighting and biting like mad things. Hundreds of them. Mum said it was an utterly blood-curdling idea and Ellie shouldn't be so horrible. Ellie groaned. "It's a joke, Mum. I said if you cut off the top of his head. I didn't say do it. I said if, and that means no blood." Ellie reckons her parents have no idea at all. "I do love Max," she told Dad, "but I like to show it by trying to kill him. He's such a noodle." Having a birthday on Christmas Eve was inconvenient, but Ellie was still managing to have a good time. Mum and Dad were in the kitchen, surrounded by dirty pots and pans, not to mention piles of food, as they geared up for the Christmas Day feast. Ellie reckons her dad is the best cook in the world and Mum is second. Max says Mum is best and Dad is second. This gives both children a good excuse to try and kill each other again, which, as you know, they enjoy. "I can do karate," said Max, waving his arms about threateningly. Ellie shrugged. "I only do instant death," she warned, leaving Max wishing that he was 10 and Ellie was 6.